USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. We'll find out later today if the Federal Reserve does what most experts expect, put a hold on raising interest rates for the first time in 11 policy meetings. Fed officials have hinted they could skip a rate increase to give themselves time to assess the effects of their changes so far. The Consumer Price Index shows big increases in grocery prices over the past year, up an average of 6%. That's putting the squeeze on grocery stores like One Stop Foods in Chicago, owned by Pete Clattis.
So you can't keep the same margins you want, but you get them lower margins just to get them in here, just to keep the customers coming back.
One item that's gone down in price, eggs, from that huge spike earlier this year. The price of Bud Light may be unchanged, but its status as the USA's top-selling beer is over. Modelo Especial takes the top spot, knocking Bud Light from the perch it's held for more than 20 years. The slowdown by dock workers at West Coast ports continues to create some backlogs of ships waiting to load or unload. This as Acting Labor Secretary Julie Sue's gotten personally involved in the talks between the ports and the laborers union. What's next for former President Trump in the classified documents case? Finding someone who's cleared to look at those documents. Attorney Mark Zaid, who's handled national security cases, says Trump's legal team has a big choice ahead.
They're going to have to decide who among them is going to ask for a security clearance in order to see the classified documents and litigate the pretrial motions under what's called the Classified Information Procedures Act.
From Texas to Georgia, it could be a deadly weather day. A huge system will bring big winds, hail, tornadoes, even the straight-line wind event called a derecho. The severe weather could affect as many as 30 million people. Meanwhile, South Florida will feel the heat with feels-like temperatures topping 105 degrees. This is USA News.
Progressive covers pets in our auto policy at no extra charge. Now, let's see what your dog has to say.
As a dog, I think Progressive's auto pet policy is...
Oh, what is that?
That's just my tail. Weird. Anyway, Progressive protects... There it is again. See? This is why I need protection. I'm so distracted. Nope, that is still my tail.
Progressive auto insurance covers pets for up to $1,000 in a car accident at no extra charge. And we think your dog would say that's great, too. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage for cats and dogs included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
There's a new survey on what we think about what's known as the abortion pill.
Nearly two-thirds of Americans now think the drug mifepristone should be available to women seeking an abortion. Since its approval in 2000, Gallup's approval numbers on the drug have fluctuated. A federal judge in Texas recently reversed the FDA approval, and that's being appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. 41% of Republicans approve of the drug, compared to 63% of independents and 86% of Democrats. I'm Rory O'Neill.
A jury's awarded a former Starbucks manager more than $25 million after it ruled that she was fired because she's white. The case goes back to 2018 when Shannon Phillips was fired from her job as a regional manager around Philadelphia. At one of those stores, two black men were asked to leave and were arrested when they refused. It led to boycott calls to Starbucks, and it closed all of its stores nationwide for a day for racial sensitivity training, and fired Phillips as a regional manager. In Texas, the so-called Crown Act is now law.
I think many people have not recognized and understood the beauty, the quality, individual cultural aspects of care.
The head of the Texas chapter of the NAACP, Gary Bledsoe, is praising the new law. It bans schools and employers from declaring that some hairstyles, like braids and locks, violate dress codes. Texas joins about two dozen other states that have passed similar laws. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
As Joe Biden becomes America's 46th president, so much is happening in Washington, and millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax, a news source they can trust. Newsmax is already America's fastest-growing cable news channel, and Newsmax.com is your place for breaking news online. So download the Newsmax app now on your smartphone and start watching Newsmax TV for free. The app has no paywall and gives real news you can trust. Watch great shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield,